how do you get into character for Mr. Redlegs? And I mean, you're doing it every single home game, right?
Yeah, that's correct. I don't know if I have necessarily a process with Mr. Redlegs. It all snapped into place when I put that head on, and I can, like, you know, because that ball head is just very top heavy at times, but he's got that bend. He's got that big old glorious mustache to play with, and like a cockiness and just a silly, like, fun kind of attitude kind of comes out. He's like the weird, strange, awesome uncle almost. I think it's just that mustache, just something about it just leads me right into becoming that character.
Are you actually talking to fans, or how are you interacting with fans, and what is that like?
I do not talk. Charades only, basically. And that's including, you know, we have escorts that walk us around, and we have to use those same charades for them as well. If you're looking at the character, I don't want that characterization to be broken by you hearing some voice coming out of a mouth that doesn't move, and, you know, you have to be very conscious of the children much of the time, and the adults as well. But, I mean, for the kids, I don't want to ruin that, like, that magic and possibly, like, also freak them out completely.
What is your role at the game?
We have about 20 to 30 minutes of pregame. We enter out of center field. We'll do any kind of combination of mascots riding on different vehicles. We kind of spread out and go both ways along the warning track. I like to drive by and high-five people, get up towards where the bulk of things are happening, ceremonial first pitches, certainly the national anthem, sign some autographs. After pregame, I'm available. I have maybe one or two things I need to hit from the ballpark standpoint, and then everything else is just taking care of people. Seeing those little kids who have the first games, or birthdays, or maybe a couple's on their honeymoon, or maybe they're incorporating us characters into a proposal, which happens quite a bit.
As Mr. Redlegs, is Rosie your girlfriend, or how does that work? You said you guys are all like a family. It's you and Gapper and Mr. Red and Rosie. So how do you and Rosie go together?
Mr. Redlegs is the consummate schmoozer, and he's always getting down and giving Rosie little kisses on the hand and whatnot. But she plays it pretty coy. I mean, I've seen Mr. Red over there giving her a kiss on the cheek as well, and Gapper's always coming over and, you know, shaking his booty a little bit at her. So I mean, it's something where I think she might be leading all three of us on. I don't know. I know that there are quite a few fans out there that really have taken to Rosie, and Mr. Redlegs gets jealous from time to time. I think that's about all I can say.
I know baseball is a passion of yours, and performing as a mascot is also a passion, but there's something else about this job that you really enjoy.
You make people's days in situations where maybe they can't come down to the ballpark. Maybe it's at a nursing home, or, we've done things at Children's Hospital before, and just, you know, to be able to go out there and entertain, do something as pure as bringing joy to someone is a really, really cool thing.
Bradley, thanks so much for being with us and taking us behind the scenes with Mr. Redlegs. So the final question is, of course, what is the favorite song of Mr. Redlegs?
Take me out to the ball game, of course. I mean, I don't even know why I hesitated, because that's, of course, his favorite. Second to YMCA. That's a little known fact. I mean, he really, really enjoys doing that one.
Bradley Barnes as Mr. Redlegs. Thanks so much for being with us and telling us a little bit about what that's like.
My pleasure.